Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Coming up on today's After News, a major NXT star's contract is set to expire in the next couple of months.
WWE have finally confirmed plans for the 2021 draft.
And don't expect Samoa Joe to be wrestling too many WWE matches going forward. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Adam Nicholas. No, I'm not. I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the After News. And let's dive straight in with that report on an NXT star, another NXT star whose contract is expiring. It actually expires on the 3rd of December 2021, according to Fightful Select. And the NXT star is former NXT World Champion. I'll say NXT a couple of more times.
NXT.
Johnny Gargano. Now, they are yet to enter into discussions about a potential extension. That is apparently set to happen in the autumn, which is presumably very imminent. Now, according to this report from Fightful Select, this is less similar to what we've seen with the likes of Malakai Black and Adam Cole, etc., in terms of them just going, oh, bollocks, his contract's running out. It was sort of sparked by the Malakai Black thing, though, of them not realising that he only had a 30-day no-compete rather than a 90-day no-compete. They looked into all the WWE contracts and have realised, basically, when people are set to leave, probably also inspired by Adam Cole having to do that whole handshake deal to stick around and put over his good pal Kyle O'Reilly. Now, of course, Gargano has been with NXT since, I believe, April 2016, as I mentioned, world champion, of course. I mean, all the belts, basically, whilst he's been in NXT. Intriguing to see where they go next with this. He's obviously in that fatal... Mm-hmm. Is he in the fatal four-way tonight? I've just made that up.
Ciampa, Dunn, LA Knight, and Kyle O'Reilly.
He's not in the...
He's going to be interrupting a wedding, isn't he?
He's going to be busy, yes, on wedding duty. But a real asset to NXT. Mm. A very versatile performer, so to speak. But this new image of NXT, Lord knows if he's still going to be there in 2022.
It's weird to think how, like... Johnny Gargano and people like him, Tommaso Ciampa's another one, how these guys are like cornerstones of that brand. Two of the most successful wrestlers in NXT history. Johnny Gargano is the first Triple Crown champion in NXT history. But it's weird to think how that they, who've given so much to this brand and everything else, might not necessarily fit the new blueprint of younger, bigger wrestlers. It's a really strange situation we find ourselves in. But yeah, Gargano's contract is coming up in the next couple of months. I'm looking forward to seeing how this situation pans out. As the Cole situation has panned out, he's left. He's gone to AEW. Pete Dunne's contract was due to expire around SummerSlam. There have been no reports of like anything going on there. But, you know, he's still on TV and he's got a title shot tonight. So read into that what you will. Contract season is always exciting. This year it feels more so than ever because jumps are happening, and jumps are fun in pro wrestling, I think. So yeah, man, Gargano's given a lot to that brand. He is synonymous with it. He's very successful there. I think he's a guy who would struggle on the main roster if he was ever put up to that level.
He'd be in a 24/7 title picture within 6 months.
Yeah, absolutely. He'd be part of that.
Despite his incredible talent.
Yeah, you know, all those great matches and feuds with Ciampa, Cole, Andrade, everyone else. Doing flips for Reggie.
With NXT, I don't know, becoming the new land of the Giants, possibly. Yeah. Certainly a colourful land going forward.
Yeah, he's not one of the Creed brothers, is he? And I love the Creed brothers, don't get me wrong, they were awesome last week. But yes, my story is mundane as hell, but we're going to talk about it anyway. The draft. We should have done Raw and SmackDown colours in the back, shouldn't we? We've gone for green, orange, and blue, which doesn't fit together
NXT
at all.
NXT colours!
Colour vomit. The draft is happening. WWE finally confirmed their plans on last night's Raw. Draft starts Friday the 1st of October, SmackDown. The Raw part goes down on Monday the 4th of October. So that will be the Extreme Rules Fallout show for SummerSlam. But Raw will have a week in between. They'll have the Extreme Rules Fallout the night after that pay-per-view. And then next week they will have their part of the draft.
For SmackDown, sorry, not SummerSlam.
Summer Smash.
Oh, I was so confused for a split second there.
Friday night SummerSlam.
It's
is that
the
what
SmackDown
I said?
After Extreme Rules is what you mean.
Oh.
It's fine.
Imagine if they just did SummerSlam every week. SummerSlam this year was really good. So
I honestly thought for a split second they were calling Extreme Rules SummerSlam Fallout.
The WrestleMania Extreme Horror Show at Summer SmackDown. That's when it's going down. These dates were originally reported by Andrew Zarian of the Matt Men Pro Wrestling Podcast about a month and a half, 2 months ago. So they've been out there in the wild, but it wasn't until last night that WWE officially confirmed it. The draft is always looked on positively because you look at rosters and think, you could go here, you could go here, you could go here, you could go here. Last year it was kind of rubbish.
It's been rubbish for quite a few years.
It's been rubbish for a few years, but let's hope that this one's a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, I had a bit of a rant to you in the office yesterday about the draft, didn't I? Because what annoys me is, like, my memory of the draft, I always get giddy and excited about it because I think, oh, great, like you say, you could have these big moves between shows and maybe even NXT can be involved for once or whatever. And in reality, what they do is they go, Drew McIntyre has been drafted to Raw. And you're like, he's already on Raw. It's the equivalent, I compared it to, of me saying, Andy, I've got you loads of Christmas presents, and in opening the presents up, and it's just his stuff that I've just rewrapped up, like your work computer or whatever, and it's like, congratulations, here's all the stuff you already had. I hope that they will use this as a catalyst, as we've seen last night, and hopefully going forward, that WWE are going to get a kick up the arse and actually book some stuff. Like, me and, if they need any help, me and Hamflet did a podcast about who needs to move in the draft about 2 months ago. Go and check it out, What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. But draft season, just before everyone puts on coloured t-shirts, is always a good laugh.
There you go. T-shirt time rules.
I really like the blue brand now. They've given me a blue t-shirt. But those are your best friends. You were friends with them for like 5 years. They're in red. Anyway, let's talk about Samoa Joe. He's obviously had a bit of a crap time at recently. He was only NXT champion for about 3 weeks until he had to, the start of this week, surrender the title due to injury. And according to a report from Dave Meltzer, I wouldn't expect to see him in a wrestling ring anytime soon, obviously because of the injury, but also very often subsequent to that. Meltzer said that when Joe was rehired in June, he's 42 years old after all, he was going to be in more of a behind-the-scenes role than an in-ring one. And so his schedule will be limited, even more so, you would assume, as a result of this injury. Although that shouldn't really come as a great surprise. You know, they transition him into a commentary role, then they release him, then they bring him back as an enforcer. Then he is one of the few legitimate people who could be perceived as a threat in NXT to Karrion Kross's title reign. He takes the title off him. We always felt he was going to be kind of a transitional champion. I mean, a hell of a figurehead for NXT in the, for the time being. But now he's surrendered that title. Maybe he'll come back and fight the champion, whoever's holding it, when he does recover from injury. But don't expect him to go into a full-time schedule, basically.
Yeah. Sounds like that's going to be the case for him. I think a lot of us probably got a little bit overexcited when he returned to the ring and thought, hey, Joe's back. But, you know, he's got a role in the scouting team, I believe, and everything else. And obviously, maybe he wants to, like, look after his health a little bit more.
Absolutely.
He's had a hard career, Samoa Joe. And, like, physically, you can see in his performances, like, he's not quite the same guy he was X amount of years ago. Like, which is fair, it happens to everyone. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him getting back in some capacity, whatever that may be. There was also quite an interesting report from Fightful Select yesterday talking about how Joe was originally going to appear on last night's Raw.
Ooh.
So it's like, interesting things going on with the guy for sure at the moment. But yeah, best wishes to him in his recovery. New champion being crowned tonight on NXT. Ooh. So probably should have done that as a story on this video, actually. There you go, that's a story.
That counts. That still counts.
William Regal was sitting with Gordon the Gopher.
I think one LA Knight is going to be found attacked backstage, and your new champion, Cameron Grimes, baby. honestly, it would be the best wrestling week ever. Big E and Cameron Grimes are champion. Make that the triple threat Survivor Series. Cameron Grimes caving on Big E, caving on Roman Reigns. Stack and pin him. Biggest champion you've got, baby, with a hat on the top. Right, anyway, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At what culture? I'm in such a good mood today. At what culture WWE? First question today comes from Lynn Stardoll. Great name, Lynn.
Good name.
Says, hey, legends, don't you dare be sour. What do you think about Mace? Sorry, about Mace and Maliba getting a slight repackage as mercenaries for hire, like an APA 2.0 or sorts.
That's a pretty good idea, isn't it?
They looked great last night.
Yeah, they did, and they're massive. Like, they're obviously talented guys. They've just had this. They had the crap Retribution gimmick, and now they're still. Now they're still in Retribution. Apparently, it's weird. I'd be up for that. Change the gimmick a bit. Change the appearance. Change the ring names. Just be Dijakovic and Dio Madden. That's fine. Mason T-Bar suck. as monikers. But yeah, I think this is a good idea.
D&D security.
Fair enough.
There you go.
There you go.
Mysterion Jr. gives us our second question of the day, saying, with the news of Sami Zayn's contract possibly coming to an end this year, another contract, yes, meant to expire soon, could we actually see El Generico versus Orange Cassidy in 2022?
That is an outrageously fun proposition, yeah. Isn't it? I think El Generico would actually be a really good fit in AEW. I don't necessarily think that that character would work in WWE, which is why I think they were wise for him to become Sami Zayn, who's obviously been very successful. Take off the mask and everything else. But it seems more tailored to AEW's audience, who are maybe more in tune with indie stuff and everything else and have that background. Maybe they've seen him in Ring of Honor and everything else. I think it's a really good idea, and him versus Cassidy would be a lot of fun.
I just wish there was some sort of like a podcast with like me, you and Sid pitching the next people who should jump from WWE to AEW. Maybe you can look around and see if that's available on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast from if you're out and about as well. Final question today comes from Corey Renbohm. Hope I've got your surname right there, Corey. Who says, should AEW do an angle where every month or so Andrade hires and then fires a new manager? Maybe they could keep it going until Zelina Vega's WWE contract expires, and then they can reunite because she's the only person who can manage him properly.
Yeah, like Zelina Vega signs a new 4-year deal, we just do it every single
I mean, he has had more associates than
matches.
AEW matches.
Yeah, he's probably going to introduce Ric Flair, and that's going to go interesting with the plane ride from hell. Woo! Episode looming of Dark Side of the Ring. But sure, why not? Who can we get through? What wacky people? Alex Abrahantes, Tully Blanchard, Arn Anderson. Who's not there at the moment that we can get through? Tugboat. Shot, I've made this joke on two separate videos now. I'm running on fumes here. Come on.
We're very giddy today.
Yeah, I've excited myself out. I've gone from the top of the mountain and now I've fallen off of it because I peaked too early.
Now, not in with Ric Flair. That Jose guy who carries a taser for some reason, I mean, doesn't really need to be.
He's got a lint roller as well, though. That's good banter.
That is a finish to a match.
Yeah, just sticking their shoulders to someone's
hair. There you go. But yes, I mean, he's mint. That match with Pac was really enjoyable until the finish.
The finish was weird.
Rampage.
I'm going to hit you with an iPad on the shoulder. That's a pin.
Let us know your thoughts on that booking, though, in the comment section below. And let's talk about the biggest title change this week. Never mind Big E. Obviously, massive congratulations to him. But unfortunately, it's been overshadowed because, I neglected to mention this on the earlier news, apologies to the gents because they are big friends here of ours at What Culture. Matt and Jeff are the new BTE champs. They are taking on all comers. And it looks like their first title defense... it's going to be against Renee Paquette. I mean, they called her out, basically. She walked past cradling her tiny child, and there's Matt and Jeff going, how about you? Let you take a swing. You can get a taste. I love them, and honestly, I couldn't be happier as a wrestling fan right now.
Well, they've already had a taste of Jon Moxley, so it makes sense that they go after his wife now, doesn't it? I think Renee would kick their ass.
Noticed the Rampage's numbers went way down when they weren't on the show. Doesn't matter if they were fucking Sting and doing all that bollocks. That was because of Matt and Jeff, and not because CM Punk.
You take 2.0 off the show, the numbers go all the way down. It's how it works.
But congratulations to Matt and Jeff. I just love those guys. Nice guys being champs.
It's great.
What a wild concept.
And they're on
that
TV
is.
And working with Sting, and like they're an important part of our promo. It's just lovely stuff. It's great stuff.
Anyway, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcast. Myself and the Dadleys reviewing Raw and looking ahead to colourful NXT tonight, featuring a wedding. You can also let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Why is there? Follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
You can follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for... Hirsimus, which means stinky armpits. Just have a wash. Have a wash. Ooh. Wear deodorant, have a wash. Wash your pits or you are the shits.
Wash your stanky ass, basically. All of us here at What Culture. Don't know where that came from. Follow me at Adam Wilmore. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. Have a great afternoon. And we will see you soon.
Use soap like the Pope. You dope.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.